You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Charlie Cipriani, thank you so much, man. You guys have to tune into this episode. It is a beautifully told story about so much. Interesting thing is Laura told me this story originally, and I was like, I don't really remember this. And then as she would ask other people, it started to dawn on me this story about this pit bull who was protecting this unhoused person who was shot in the head indiscriminately without really any provoking. It was a judgment call at the moment by shot and then tased. And then the story seemed to go away. But I do remember sort of the branding that people were putting on pit bulls at the time. And this at the time was just more evidence that we couldn't trust these animals.
Correct.
You had a different experience as you saw this go down.
Yes.
You saw an animal that was misunderstood and needed to, you reached out to connect to it, and it put you on a journey for the next 10 years of your life,
almost. Yeah, yes, from 2012 to 2021.
Yeah, almost. I mean, beautiful story. And your relationship with this animal changed your life and a lot of other lives. So at the time, you were working in sanitation.
Correct.
And now what do you do?
Now I am going to be soon to be publisher of a book, author of a book that's going to be published soon, 14th and 2nd. That goes over my life and this journey of STAR. And I do some business consulting, but the day of going to an office for me and to be a human doing again rather than a human being is not going to happen for this fella.
Now I love that. You and I both are in recovery. We operate in this sort of magical world, I call it.
Yes.
It's intangibles. And this is one of those intangibles where you have to say that statement one more time. I'm a
human being, not a human doing.
Doing, right? And a human doing does things in order to get stuff back.
Correct.
And a human being does things because it's the right thing to do, because it's innate, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I love that. And STAR helped you get on this journey and affirmed this journey for you. Your pursuit of this animal that didn't have anything in return to you except love affirmed this
Scott,
idea.
She did so much for me, so your listeners know. I couldn't write more than a sentence or two in an email. I learned how to become a writer.
That's amazing.
I wrote a book. I had never been to college, Scott, and I always thought about how college would be. I had professors reach out to me to teach the journalism class if I would bring STAR with me.
Wow.
There's actually a picture on Wikipedia, STAR the dog, of me in Westland University with her.
Now, the only price tag for STAR was that you had to be the giver.
In the beginning, but yeah. I've learned that you can't outgive goodness.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that idea that most human beings give up on in a lifetime is that giving without something in return, which goes back to your comment,
yes.
A human being.
Yes.
And scorekeeping.
It's all useless because when you give, you're giving to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people waste time trying to keep score. That's
right.
A fruitless effort. So if you help your neighbor and your neighbor doesn't thank you, you still put out into the universe and the neighbor got his job done and can help his family, whatever, something good will come back.
Right.
And don't even expect it. It'll show up.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
I couldn't help but think throughout the whole interview that really a child's movie about Star in this very modern setting of where we're talking about, you know, you talked about breedism, racism,
yes,
judging a book by its cover, sort of treating a particular image in a certain way, and it creates a particular reaction from people, and demystifying that.
Yes.
And a whole series of either cartoons or a book or a character that explained this to kids in this modern way. I thought Star in a Pitbull would be a great format for that, to show how you could be misjudged basically on how you look in the world.
You know, here it is. Star was misjudged in 2022. Lassie's not working as good anymore. Lassie's got a certain audience. I mean, it's 2022. We need to get real, pull the covers off, and address these major issues that are out there, and stop being tiptoe nice like we are in Barnes & Noble, where you lower your voice when you turn a corner, okay? Uh-huh. And let me tell you, that does not work. We're finally addressing how people feel, and we're getting it out. And you cannot save your butt and look good at the same time. For a lot of people in our country right now, this is dismal. It's going to get ugly. Mm-hmm. And it has been a long time. And now the healing can start.
Right. Yeah, I think the best thing to come from the information age is that we are now more connected with our stories, and we can get to the solution quicker because we can see we all experience things the same way. The one thing that you kept talking about that I think is so important that we all need is hope.
Yes.
And you talked about the idea that you worked in sanitation, you were a corrections officer, you were a recovering addict, and this dog gave you the hope to go out and change the world. I know there's a lot of people who rescue animals and a lot of people who really have relationships with animals more so than humans. Why do you think that is?
Well, a lot of times, and I got to be cautious with this with some people, they give up on humans, okay, because they've been hurt.
Right.
And it's easier to focus on the animals. But I have to remind humans that sometimes tell me, because I mean, I've got a platform with rescuing dogs now.
Right.
Charlie, I don't really like humans. Listen, I've never seen a dog pay property taxes. We need to love our humans because they're the ones that are helping dogs. Here's something that I learned, and it helps me, and hopefully it helps listeners. Rather than expecting the world to be great and you're getting let down every time something bad happens to you,
sure,
kind of say, you know, the world is a dangerous place, but I keep on finding pockets of goodness.
Mm.
And those pockets of goodness keep coming. You see, Scott, the news would tell me when I'm comfortable in Pennsylvania that Skid Row is going to be dangerous. I was there.
Right.
I got treated like a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The news is going to call people that come to our country migrants. They're going to give me footage that's far away. The LA news that I've been watching, I'm seeing human beings. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing people that look just like me or just like you that are trying to survive on this planet. And they need hope. And we need to start to come together. We have the resources. We have the resources. We certainly have the resources to fight wars. We certainly have the resources to give people the basics of what they need.
Mm, I love that. And, you know, I think animals are, you know, like in corrections facilities, I think one of the things they do a lot of times is give people who are there, who are housed there, animals to take care of so they can learn to be a part of the caring part of existence as opposed to the taking part of existence.
Yes.
And get out of fear and get into giving. And I think that whole thing of like giving to get, you know?
Yes.
It has to be looked at in a way that's sustainable, I suppose.
You know? Yes.
I just adore this story. I fell in love with you the more and more you spoke. You might have a bigger heart than me. I mean, I think you you touched into some beautiful places and I really enjoyed it.
Scott, it hurts my feelings. It hurts the people that I connect with's feelings when stuff is judged on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
When we judge, we're going on limited information. We're going on limited information. Right. We're going on only what we think we see. So an answer to all this is with dogs. We need a dangerous dog ordinance. And that goes across because Italy had done this. I happened to bring up Italy. They had banned pit bulls. Then right. The next breed they had a ban was mastiffs. Then it went down to Dalmatians. It will never end because those that don't want to treat animals correctly will find the next animal to abuse and to make assertive and aggressive.
Well, and I think that's the solution to all of this if we were to say, if we were to take this out into the world, is, we're usually treated the way we treat other people.
Yes.
And so that inverse thing of like treat people how you want to be treated becomes the lesson we get to learn with animals. I think my dogs teach me every day. Like I will sit there and boss them around most of the time. Yeah. Get out of here. Go over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll say, come here. Give me some love.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Of course.
And they will.
They will.
That's what they show me. They show me every time I need it, they're there for me.
You know, think about this. I'm here in front of you today because of a dog.
Right.
Because of an unhoused human's dog that lived on the streets, that had seizures, that had a problem with alcohol, and he was picked up and thrown on a gurney like he was rubbish.
Mm.
But that man put enough into that dog that that dog was a fabulous communicator to the human heart, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I know people all over the world now because of that dog.
Now, real quick, you are housing other animals and doing a rescue program as well.
The Star Project, Inc.
The Star Project, okay.
Yes, and I get the dogs that nobody wants,
mm-hmm.
okay? The shelter says, well, this dog's not, like, Sadie unwanted for 11 months. No, time's up. She's not good with other dogs. She's going to be euthanized. Oh, no. Let me work with her.
How many animals do you have at Star?
Right now, we have 6 dogs outside of Star. That was the 7th. And then what we do is we foster and then place dogs. Jen, by trade, is a recruiter. She has such a good success rate with placing dogs and humans together. She just knows what's going to work.
Yeah, oh, man. Thank you so much, man. This is a beautiful story, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys, please tune in and check out this episode. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
And what another great episode, honey.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I love working with you.
Aw.
Yeah. So, hon, we have some Patreon shout-outs for the month of May.
Yes, we do.
All right. And some recurring ones. So
yeah, so excited.
Have? Yeah.
I'm going to lead off with Cute Booty Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
That sounds familiar.
Right. Cute Booty Lounge was a concept born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004. We love Kelly.
Yep. There's an episode about that.
But she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly the booty.
Oh, she nailed it.
Oh, yeah. And then she wanted them to be polished enough so that you could like wear them out and about.
Mm-hmm.
She has these amazing scrunch booty pockets. That's her signature. And Cute Booty Lounge is made for women and by women right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. I wear mine all the time. And what do people always say to me, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the next one we have is the How to Do the Pot podcast.
I know. This is a great one for us, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Particularly for us.
But we are so happy to have this podcast.
Yes, we are.
Sponsors.
And speaking of women, because we talked about female and minority owned mm-hmm. for Kelly, did you know that 3 out of 4 women in the U.S. have legal access to weed? But most women still have a lot of questions.
As we all do.
So How to Do the Pot podcast is demystifying cannabis for women. Every week, you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
And it's hosted by the fabulous...
Ellen Scanlon.
Yes, Ellen Scanlon, who was a previous guest on this show.
Right. So How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis.
Awesome.
If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women for women, listen to How to Do the Pot podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the name.
Mm-hmm. And it's also in the show notes.
Uh-huh. Who else do we have?
We have Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
LMFT.
Right. So she's a licensed trauma therapist and certified EMDR therapist. Which means, you were going to ask, right? What does that mean?
Honey, what does that mean?
She has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma, and she's doing something pretty incredible. It's called EMDR Intensives.
This is pretty unique.
Yeah, so there's a concierge curated program. It's just for you. EMDR intensive range from half a day to several days and are the equivalent, get this, of 2 to 5 months of weekly therapy.
Wow, they're cramming it in there, huh?
And now some people may ask, what is EMDR? And you're going to explain it, right?
Yes, EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. By simply stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps to heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories. It's also been used effectively to treat a wide range of mental health problems such as PTSD, depression, anxiety, grief, and phobias.
Yeah, and so what's so cool about these intensives is that they allow you to unpack the past and the pain without having to deal with everyday stuff like carpooling or morning meetings and presentations.
And this intensive format decreases treatment time and saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you? Mm-mm. Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, you can click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today.
That's right. Don't live with the pain of the past traumas any longer than you have to. Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, is located in Woodland Hills, California. Her website is www.mercedescusick, that's C-U-S-I-C-K.com.
Yeah, good spelling again, hon.
I tried.
And then last but definitely not least is Kathleen Hahn.
Still shouting out Kathleen out there in the East Coast.
Yeah, well, she is still supporting us and we are so grateful. Hi, yeah, Kathleen.
Kathleen, hey.
It's your shout out.
Thanks for being a shout out fan and a Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't even really have anything to promote right now, but she just wants to support us. And she, you know, is a patron every month. And we so, so appreciate you.
Yeah, we're grateful to all you patrons for helping us to bring you more and more content and storytelling.
Right. This show is supported by you. So it is our pleasure to shout you out. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait. The excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.